Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Mikey. You can record also, whatever. It's all fine. Thank you, Brian, for putting this together. It's definitely unbelievable to see every single week someone's making a siyum. I found it to be most appropriate to make a siyum on Masechet Avodah Zarah in Sha'arei Rachamim, in SBM. It's the most appropriate venue for this Masechet, and I will explain why. Masechet Avodah Zarah begins... Thank you. That's very helpful. Masechet Avodah Zarah begins with the laws of transactions, of business conduct between Jews and non-Jews. What days are you allowed to conduct business with them? How are you allowed to employ a goy who will work for you on Shabbat? Then it discusses medicine. When can you trust a non-Jew to provide you with medical attention? When can you not? Then it discusses their foods. What foods of non-Jews are you allowed to eat and what are you not? When they cook something for you, they bake something for you, they milk a cow for you, they make beer for you, they make wine for you, they stop make a party for you. All of these topics, when it comes to food service, are discussed in Masechet Avodah Zarah. Just the beer that you drink, or that other people drink, not you, is discussed in Avodah Zarah. Their oil used to be asur. Their oil used to be asur, but it didn't last. That one was let go. But between all these things, you have Yisurei Achila, things you are not allowed to eat, consume. Yisurei Hana'a, things that you are not allowed to benefit from. Then the Masechet discusses their idols and the instruments used for idolatry. Whether it be Guf Avodah Zarah, Noye Avodah Zarah, the ornaments in the church, the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, the knife you kshech, the animal for Avodah Zarah with, or Tikrovet Avodah Zarah, the thing that you offer to the Avodah Zarah. All those things are Asurot B'Hana'a. Their wine is Yain Nesech when they pour it on Sunday mornings in the church. That's called Yain Nesech. They pour it for their God. Midrabanan, they also said, Stam Yainam, you just buy non-kosher Jewish wine, non-Jewish wine. That's also Asur Midrabanan, lest it lead to intermarriage. And also when they touch your wine, also it's prohibited. All of these topics are discussed in Avodah Zarah. And then at the end, it's like, you know what? What happens if your wine mixes with another guy, with a goy's wine? Or vice versa. And all the halachot ha'aravot suddenly come out. And at the very end, you can't even buy a kli from a goy unless you take it to the mikveh and you are machshir, you do hagalah, you do libun, you're kashering your kalim. All of these topics, so much kashrut, so much yoredeya is discussed in Masechet Avodah Zarah. And over the course of the past 3 years and change, I have had the unbelievable, totally unexpected zechut of learning Masechet Avodah Zarah in this institution. Three summers ago, we learned Hilchot Yain Nesef with Rav Ben Chaim. I learned Hilchot Parakum, Bishulakum, Chalavakum in the afternoons. 2 summers ago, I learned Mezuzah, which is one line in Avodah Zarah. It's just one line. Mezuzah Schovat Hadar. That's the whole line. That's the whole sugya in Avodah Zarah. There's more in Yuma. I learned that whole thing here too. Last summer, we did Hechsher Kalim. We did Tevilat Kalim. I gave a 15-part shiur on Tevilat Kalim because I learned it here. And I spent the whole day on it here. And then this summer, we learned the halachot of Shabbat, which was really Gehinam. But we learned the halachot of Shabbat, when you're allowed to employ a non-Jew to work for you on Shabbat and when you're not. And the differences between it were so minute. All based on a Tosfot in Avodah Zarah, a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. 3 years learning it, plus a year in YU, where I filled in a lot of the holes, 40 dapim of holes. And then giving all the shiurim on them. So much here. What the bottom line is, I was thinking about it, during the 3 months that I was preparing the siyum, not really, but the 3 months that I was thinking about what to say at the siyum, for about 5 minutes, I thought about, what's the common denominator here? The common denominator is that I can't move. I can't interact with a non-Jew unless I ask a question. Is this food okay? Is this employment or agreement okay? I can't even eat something with a goy unless I think about all these different questions, all these different topics. Why is it so hard? Think about it. The Gemara even says at the very end that one of the Amoraim was sitting with Shapur HaMelech. Rav Yehoshua, I think, whoever it was sitting with Shapur HaMelech. Rav Yehuda, Mor Yehuda, was sitting with Shapur. Shapur in Persian history, by the way. You have to know some Persian history. No, Shwarmalka, the Gemara says, was Shapur. You learn Shapur first, second, or third. My wife is the history teacher, not me. But you ask Shwarmalka, the Gemara talks about the Shapur HaMelech, that he was serving some fruit, and he had a Jewish guest. So the Gemara says, Pasik ve'achil, that he would chop and eat, and then Datsa asara zimnei ba'ara, he stuck his knife, which was covered in whatever non-kosher oils and fats, in the ground to clean it off, and then he chopped some more of the fruit, and he gave it to the Jew. You can't do anything. You can't have any interactions with a non-Jew unless you deal with all sorts of halachic issues. Why? Why is that so? You know, when it comes to Bishul Akum, people get really thrown off. Rabbi, the food is kosher. I bought it myself. Dennis brought it himself. Rabbi, it's kosher. But he cooked it. And there was no one helping you. That's called Asur, Asur, Asur. Bishul Akum. Can't do anything. Can't do anything. And I was wondering, and I thought, the answer is so obvious. We all know the answer to this question. But we might not appreciate it enough. Elohai nishama shenatata bi tehora. Ata yitzarta, ata nefachta, etc. Hashem gave us a neshama, a holy neshama, a Jewish neshama. We say every single day three berachot. Baruch shelo asani goy, eved, and isha. You ever wonder? All the other berachot are about experiences that you have every single day. You wake up, you open your eyes, kokeach yivrim. You move your body, matir asirim. You sit up, zokif kufufim. Every single thing you do in the morning, there's a bracha for it. But you're not actively not a goy, not an eved, not an isha every single day. You ever wonder why we're saying this beracha every single day? Bar mitzvah, say it one time and enough. Why is it that we have to say this every single day? Rabbeinu Manoach is one of the earliest Rishonim to comment on the Rambam, and in Perek Zayin of Hilchot Tefillah, Rabbeinu Manoach says something that really, he says a number of answers, and others discuss this also, but the answer that I think is the most meaningful to me is very simple. We get up every single morning, we're going to go out into the world. We're going to interact with other people. Goyim, avadim, and nashim. And we might feel for a moment that for some reason, it's better to be them than it is to be me. For that reason, every single day, the Chachamim charged us to say a beracha, to give ourselves a reality check. Baruch shelo asani goy. No matter how great he is, we're not talking about the goyim who have unfortunate lives. We're talking about the heads of state, the billionaires, the trillionaires that will eventually come out of Amazon, and everything else. And we're talking about all of those great people. And we say that all of those people are nothing in comparison to the pinky of a little boy who learns Torah. Nothing. Baruch shelo asani goy. Every single day, we say a beracha, that even the greatest goy, I'm not jealous of. I have to be proud. And for that reason, the Chachamim said, in addition to reminding yourself, we're going to make sure there are roadblocks that get in your way of spending too much time with the wrong people. All of these gezerot, asu mishmeret l'mishmarati, the Chachamim are permitted to put in obstacles, roadblocks, fences, to protect our holy neshamot. That's why we have all of Masechet Avodah Zarah. How do you go about being a Jew in a world filled with non-Jews? How do you go about keeping your neshama holy and safe, despite adversity, religious or otherwise, and really good food that you probably can't get elsewhere? Happens to be pat akum, by the way. There's a Rashba says, if it's really, really good, you're allowed to eat it. But don't tell anybody. It's okay. No one knows the Rashba, fine. But you see, you learn, you can figure out cool things. Anyway. We're about to say, during the Hadran, Modim Anachnu Lach, everyone says every single night, Shesamta Chelki, Miyoshvei Beit HaMidrash, or Sephardic Beit HaMidrash, SBM, Velo Yoshvei Kerano, that we are so privileged to be. You want to go back to Imager? We are so privileged to be amongst the people who sit here and learn every single day, every single night. When it's summer, you can do whatever you want, and still you're here. And I go back to the city, I don't get back so early at night. It's usually, it's supposed to be 11, but it's never 11. It's usually 11:30, sometimes 12, sometimes 12:30, depending on how much time W. Israel wants to talk and other people, whatever it is. But Baruch Hashem, that's why I'm here. That's why I give of myself to be here, because it's such an opportunity to see how every single night and every single Thursday night, there are people here who are Yoshvei Beit HaMidrash, and not like the people I see on the street when I get home, who are Yoshvei Kranot. They're sitting on the corners, smoking, hanging out, doing whatever. I think I was hit by a firework earlier this summer, walking back around 4th of July at midnight. It's unbelievable what you see in the middle of the street. It was just, I was walking, and all of a sudden everything was yellow. And then I just kept going, and everything was normal again. And then I see, like, they're behind me, like, on my left, there are people with a firework shooter. Like, it's unbelievable what Yoshvei Kranot can do. But all of that is nothing compared to what you have in you and what we have to keep safe. And we have two siyums tonight. It's such an inspiration to me every single time I come here. But to look back over the summer, like Rafael tried to do last week, and see, like, look, we have a misayim of a whole seder of moed. We have people who come to learn every single night. I have chabrutas for the past three summers who did not used to have this lifestyle of learning all the time, and now they are. I would mention my name, but I don't want to give away too much. But at least Jared Baruch Hashem is one great example, but he made a siyum. There are people who didn't make a siyum, like Rafael. You know what Rafael used to be? Rafael used to come to my dinner chabura over the poppers every night, which everyone wondered whether that was a good investment or not. Rafael came to my dinner chabura every single night. He still remembers what we learned. And when I gave a chabura afterwards to him and his friends, all of his friends dropped out, but he kept coming. And I got to watch Rafael for the past 2-3 years. Just grow and always do the right thing. I'm embarrassing him 100% because he's not here. It's great, right? Right? But like to look at those role models and come out of that is so inspiring to me. You know, there are people who used to learn, who were in YU, they had the privilege of going to yeshiva, but they wasted it. But then they're here and they're on fire. Teshuvah. It's unbelievable what you can do. It's unbelievable what this Beit Midrash does. At first, I wasn't a big fan, to tell you the truth. I wasn't a big fan of the Friday Kolo. I wasn't a big fan of other things. I used to really give Josh devil's advocate a lot, but then I gave in. We're brainwashing at home. We don't have to send people away all the time. It's really great. And that's what I did. That's what I did. You know, the Eliyasi 12 o'clock chabura with his cousins, where he literally brainwashes them, is unbelievable every single time. I'm always so impressed, and every summer I never fail to be further impressed. So we should all be proud to be here, not just because one of us or two of us are making a siyum, but or all people who invest of ourselves and grow ourselves further in this Beit Midrash. We have to be so thankful to our families. Without them, we wouldn't be here, no matter what. And I personally, in addition to my family and to Hashem, everyone that I'm so thankful to, I'm also very thankful for Avodah Zarah and all of its worshippers. Because without them, there wouldn't be a masachet for me to learn and then learn so much Torah and teach so much Torah about here. I would be doing like brachot the whole time. Okay, I did, but still, you know, I would be doing other things. And to have this masachet, which has been 3 years of me on and off, as in such so special, and it's really my honor, therefore, this is the thesis, therefore, to be making a siyum on Avodah Zarah here. Hajan Alach Hajan Alach Hasukar Apoel, hardest perek in Avodah Zarah. Hasukar Apoel Vislik Alach Masachet Avodah Zarah. Thank you very much. Okay, I think Jacob's next, right? Yeah? Postscript, I forgot to mention, I wanted to embarrass a couple other people. The Hekmati twins are also some of my dinner chabura alumni. And, you know, they used to come every couple nights a week. Now they're in Shai Rachamim every single night for like 3 hours. And every morning learning and learning and learning. And today I had an appointment in the city. In the afternoon I had to train in from Long Island to the city. And I was like, what sefer should I take with me? I really should be taking my Shulchan Aruch so I can learn some Shulchan Aruch with me, but it's a very big sefer. I don't want to carry this with me. So I took a Chumash, I took another small sefer, and that was it. And I was on the train back from the city this afternoon at 5:20. I made it to the 5:20 train. I didn't have to run. I got a seat. That was great. And then, of course, all the people were coming last minute show up. And, of course, all the Persians come. It's the great Nikolayan also. And in walks Yonatan Hekmati. Sweating, panting, and he just made it for the train. So I said, oh, sit down. He's like, no, I'm very sweaty. I just ran here for 20 minutes. I'm like, no, so sit down. He's like, ran from 47th Street. Whatever. Okay, fine. Very nice. So we were schmoozing and everything, and then he pulls out a Gemara. He carried his Gemara to 47th Street and ran back with it to the Penn Station, and here I am being so lazy, carrying my Chumash with me. I don't want to carry my whole Shulchan Aruch. These are the people we have in Shai Rachamim. He carries his Gemara to work with him so he can learn on the train. Doesn't bring a little Gemara with him. He brings a big Gemara. These are the amazing people we have learning here, Baruch Hashem. Very inspiring. Ashreinu, matov chalkeinu, ma na'im goralinu. Baruch Hashem, asher bachar banu, natalana toratov. Baruch Hashem, natalana torah.